Mindset tactics to conquer your inner critic and beat writer's block. This chapter is about mindset, but I'm not going to go woo-woo on you. Instead, I'm going to keep it practical, because we have to be efficient, remember? I'm going to give you several tools you can use to cultivate a winning mindset and conquer your inner critic. Your biggest foe when writing without an outline is uncertainty. What is uncertainty? According to Merriam-Webster, it's, quote, the quality or state of being uncertain, doubt, end quote. When you are uncertain, you are more susceptible to self-doubt and second-guessing. This is because uncertainty carries risk. Your story could bomb, readers might leave you bad reviews, and you'll have wasted time, effort, and money on a book that doesn't sell. To be clear, writing a book with an outline carries the same level of risk, but it doesn't feel that way because outliners feel in control. But let's be honest, plotters write books that fail too. If you want to be successful at this method, then you must learn to live with uncertainty. Notice that I didn't say eliminate uncertainty. That's not possible, but you can learn to coexist with uncertainty. Let's talk about some critical skills you need to navigate the mental struggle. A simple equation for success. Remember this equation. Consistency plus curiosity plus tenacity equals success. You can become a successful pantser by practicing a consistent writing habit. Write every day if you can, but if you can't, write as much as your schedule and personal life permit. The more you write, the better you will become. This is because you'll encounter new story situations you've never dealt with before. As you solve them, you'll develop muscle memory. How many words should you write per day? As many as you can without getting sloppy. If you can, I recommend a daily minimum. At the time of this writing, my daily minimum is 2,000 words per day and 1,000 words on Sunday. I often write much more than that, but by setting a daily minimum, I keep my writing skills sharp. You don't want your writing skills to go dull. Trust me when I say that there's nothing worse than leaving a novel halfway through and picking it up again several months or years later. Not only do you have to remember what you wrote, you also have to sharpen your craft skills again. This is why professional musicians practice their instruments every day without fail. Missing one day makes them feel rusty. You too should write as frequently as possible to avoid this problem. To become a successful pantser, you must also develop curiosity. Never get complacent. There's always something new to learn, and you should keep experimenting. Every writing session is an opportunity to try a new skill. Every writing session contains a scenario that you've never handled before. Relish those experiences. If you do, you'll keep your writing fun, and when you're having fun, you'll write better. For example, in a recent novel, I told the story from a third-person limited point of view. I floated in and out of several characters' heads. I came to a scene where one of the supporting characters was telling my heroine a sad story. The character telling the story was not one of the viewpoint characters in the series. What I could have done was write a wall of text and use vivid language and interesting hooks to keep the reader turning the page. Instead, I wondered what would happen if I tried something different. When the character started telling his story, I switched to the first-person point of view. His story goes on for about 1,000 words before reverting to the third person limited through the viewpoint of the heroine who was listening to him. It's the only time in the series I do this. Boy, did I break a bunch of rules, but I followed my curiosity. Will it work? I don't know, but it made for a unique writing session, that's for sure. If it fails and readers call it out, I'll know why. If it succeeds, though, well, isn't that fascinating? Developing a curiosity mindset will pay off dividends for you over the long term. To become a successful pantser, you must also cultivate tenacity. If you've never written without an outline before, the first time will be hard. You'll question everything you ever knew as a writer. The fear is so powerful, it makes people quit, especially new writers. It takes tenacity to keep sitting down in the chair when your critical voice and self-doubt keep kicking your ass. It takes true courage to listen to your creative voice. It's a whisper that's difficult to hear at first because your critical voice is screaming at you. Eventually, you'll learn what your creative voice sounds like, and you'll be able to tune out the critical voice's anger. Oh, and guess what? The closer you get to finishing your novel, the angrier your critical voice will get. It will throw everything at you to make you quit. And I mean everything. The good news is that when you finish your first novel without an outline, the next one will be much, much easier. That's not much consolation, though, when you're in the middle of your novel and you hit your first rough spot. Like I said, tenacity. Remember the equation: consistency plus curiosity.